On May the 30th, 2023, Harold Dean Van Hoose shed his earthly pain from health issues and made a graceful exit surrounded by love in Somerset, Kentucky. Harold was born on February the 3rd, 1941 in Johnson County, Kentucky to Holly and Roberta Van Hoose. He graduated from Oil Springs High School, where he enjoyed agricultural classes and held a state degree with FFA. Harold was also a Boy Scout during his school years. After graduating, he wanted to join the military, but the recruiter didn't need any more for 6 weeks. Harold didn't want to wait that long. Instead, he enrolled at Ashland Barber College. He excelled at barbering and spent 60 years mastering the art of cutting hair. He was elected to the Kentucky State Barbering Board by Governor Brereton Jones. He owned Harold's Barber Shop in Paintsville, Kentucky for many years. He also worked at Fort Knox and MacDill Air Force Base, Tampa, Florida, barber shops. He managed the MacDill shop for a few years and was the personal barber for several well-known generals. After 16 years in Tampa, he returned to Kentucky in 2016. His last barbering job was at Nancy Barber Shop in Nancy, Kentucky, and he enjoyed that community immensely. Harold was active in his community. He loved politics and campaigning. He was elected Johnson County Sheriff in the late 1970s and ran for office because he wanted change for his community. He was president of Van Car Coal Truck Company in Muhlenberg County for a few years. Harold also enjoyed appraising and developing property. He held several patents as he loved inventing and modifying things. He was a member of the Lions Club in Paintsville. He was also a proud master mason and shriner, and Harold was a Kentucky colonel. He served as president of the Bambino League for youth baseball in Johnson County for several years. He and friends enjoyed summers in a softball league for fun competitive games. He was a jack of all trades and made friends wherever he went. He will be remembered for his grit, resilience, tenacity, honesty, and telling it like it was, his storytelling and his smile. His greatest attribute was his positive attitude. Harold loved to explore the world around him during his younger days. He was an avid traveler who had visited many states and countries. He enjoyed hunting and took yearly bird hunting trips with friends to Kansas, Wisconsin, and Nebraska. He also enjoyed a day out on the lake fishing or a day hiking in the woods and walking creeks to find the most unique rock of the day. He collected many rocks and arrowheads over the years. Many are displayed in his flower garden. He enjoyed reading and watching westerns, piddling in his tool shed and working on his antique cars. Most recently, a prize 1948 Willie's Jeep was considered a good afternoon. Harold asked that there be no sorrow in his passing of journeying home. Instead, think of how you can make a difference in the lives of others and live each day with positivity. Find the good. A celebration of life service will be held at 1 p.m. on Tuesday, June the 17th, 2023, at the Preston Funeral Home in Paintsville, Kentucky. The family will receive friends and family starting at 11 a.m. until the time of service. In lieu of flowers, the family requests donations be made to the Shriners Children's Hospital. This audio obituary announcement has been brought to you as a service of Southern Oaks Funeral Home, 2110 West Highway 914, Somerset, Kentucky. Feel free to contact us by calling 679-6257.